You know that clean, white, minimalist look in so many food photos? How that dish lures you out of the jumble of your life into a perfect world? Well, this is the mark of a woman some call a conceptual genius. Donna Hay is Australia's one-woman food, publishing, and lifestyle powerhouse. Her design sense influences food publications worldwide, and to boot, her food's a turn-on. Uncannily simple, but vivid with flavors and good looks. Well, our contributor Dori Greenspan caught up with Donna in New York with her new book, Donna Hay, Fresh and Light.
Donna, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Do you know, it's interesting to me that everything that I read about you and that I see refers to your recipes as design-driven.
Strong words, design-driven.
They are strong, and I see them often, and I'm curious, where did it come from?
Well, I guess working in publishing in one dimension, it's different to sell people your recipes and your food. So my thing is that I've always written books for people to cook at home and to encourage them to cook at home. So I don't have a restaurant. I'm not a chef. It's not like you can come to the restaurant and what you're ordering appears in front of you. You can see it. You can smell it. And then you taste it. You're totally sold. What I've got to get you to do to go to the kitchen is that you look at the picture, your mouth starts to water. Then you go to the recipe, you realize that you possibly have some of those ingredients already in the kitchen, or you know where to buy the remaining ones. You look at the method, it's quite short, it's really well written, it's really simple. So that was my hook, that design driven doesn't mean that I'm thinking about the plate before the recipe. I want to design the recipe so that your mouth waters, you know you can achieve it, and I'm going to get you to cook.
You're going to hook us.
Absolutely.
But there is, in all of your work, an aesthetic that I find very beautiful. It's pure, it's light, it's focused on the food. Was this your aesthetic from the beginning? Is this your personal style? It's totally yours.
Yeah, it is. When I branched out on my own, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted it to be clean and light, and I wanted it to be a celebration about the food and the produce and the beautiful freshness. I didn't want it to be about flowers and napkin rings and glasses and whatever else was in the shot back in the day when I was first starting out. So it was kind of hard for some people to take when I first started doing it.
Oh, that's interesting, because now we look at it and we see the food. I, for one, don't miss the glasses and the flowers. But it's interesting to understand how you thought about this and what you were really aiming for.
It's going to be a slightly long answer, but when I was growing up and I first started in the food world, writing recipes and assisting stylists and really getting my feet on the ground, my friends worked in fashion assistants, interiors assistants, beauty assistants, had very glamorous jobs. But the thing we were missing is that we were the first generation of dual working parents. So my friends had spent no time in the kitchen. Their mums weren't really home. You know, we were just a different generation, a new time. So when I started cooking and we had all moved out of home and, you know, we had our tiny little apartments and we were making do, I would invite them over for dinner and I would cook, you know, quite basic things like a roast chicken or some lovely couscous or a pasta dish. And they would be constantly asking me how to do the recipe. You know, how do you do that? How do you roast a chicken? What temperature? Because they had absolutely no cooking skills. So when I decided to pare back the photography and the styling, it also had another really, really important angle to it, is that when I say chop the chili or shred the basil, you can actually see it in the picture because it's all about the food. So instead of having to do quite monotonous step-by-step photography, when the pictures are clear and crisp, then you can see, you know, it's another driver to get you to cook.
You have a knack for just scooping up the best from around the world. And your recipes incorporate global flavors. You use ingredients that come from all over.
Yes, I'm the flavor thief.
The flavor thief, that's a great term.
Well, you know, I think there's really great flavors that are really worth their salt, for a better pun, that you can take from different cuisines without having to do traditional things with them. Like preserved lemons, for example. It's so much more complex than just lemon rind. It has that more rounded flavor, but it doesn't just lend itself to Middle Eastern cooking, Turkish cooking, whatever. You know, that's a great flavor that goes with basil, with lots of herbs. It's great on the barbecue. So I like to find, because I don't want you to have to go out and shop for too many ingredients, I really like to hook on to those ingredients that are really punchy and do a, you know, they're a fabulous base to start with when you're writing a recipe.
Well, as the preserved lemon, what are, let's say, five ingredients that we should all have in our pantries that will just brighten up dishes?
Well, the five things that I would have are probably cheats, shortcuts, because I am really, really reliant on my fabulous friendships I have. So I'm always inviting people over. But what I really want to do is share some food and maybe a glass of wine with them and have a good old long chat and a laugh or two. So I try and have things in my pantry and especially in the refrigerator that if I do invite someone over and on a whim, that I do have some really good flavors. And I think depending on what cuisines you like to cook, you know, there's some great Asian sort of chili jam paste and things like that, and the miso paste and mirin or some sort of Chinese cooking wine, all of that in the Asian kind of genre is fabulous to have on standbys. I even have kaffir lime leaves in the freezer because I think shredding those up and just putting them through a green vegetable stir fry just makes it so vibrant and so tasty.
It's such a particular flavor, that lime leaf.
Yep. Yeah. And then I have the other kind of end where I have, you know, a great mustard in the fridge, my preserved lemons in there, and then I always have a big wedge of parmesan. Just for the other spectrum of more Mediterranean style cooking. And I think having, you know, I'm always saved by having some herbs of growing quality, which aren't always great. I'm not the best gardener, but I always try and keep some sort of herb going in the garden as well, just as a little backup savior.
Just something fresh on the top.
Yeah, something to stir through just to give it some vibrancy.
Delicious. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
Donna Hay is the author of Donna Hay Fresh and Light. Dori Greenspan is the author of Around My French Table and the forthcoming Baking Chez Moi. Well, Donna left us with a recipe for ginger poached chicken with fennel and apple slaw. Find it at splendidtable.org.